You keep it safe and sound and you don't spread it round. Deep down with all the nitty gritty, this is not your town. You gotta keep it pretty, have you heard? Don't say a word. You can keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your voice or you'll spoil the spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. What now? Well, the castle is a crumble and you figure it out while you are still fumbling for your keys. Don't let them see, don't let them seize. You can keep it yours too if you let them eat cake. You can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. Keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your
summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear,
pero todas las cosas
something crazy.
Azul, azul,
she said. She disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
Thank you. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Another bottle of Oxy for a simple broken arm. The doctor said sure wouldn't do her any harm. Man, you're pain and easy when you're all alone. Rest is what she needs, and she should be staying home. Pain that makes you stronger, feels all for the weak. But kids that like to check out clothes, what makes them feel unique. Yeah, I got two daughters, yeah, I got a son. And my days of parenting are never ever done. So, give me, ho! Give me, hey! Give me, truth! Give me, life! Give me, ho! Give me, hey! Give me, truth! Give me, life! I might be rolling along, singing just a song, but I'm never done.
I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know hate is always waiting at the gate. I just thought we'd lock the gate when we left in the morning. And I was told that war is how we landed on these shows. I just thought the drums of war would be louder warnings. Cheating on, cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in a forest. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? This life and all its suffering. Oh Christ.
We used to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Up on the lawn. that my love is wrong.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're
Love lives, loves you still, and always has.